Nedo, Nedo, Fala, Das, Hashem. Adarech Melitza. Adarech Melitza. It says in the Masbe, the Pasuk, Adarech Melitza. Yish Odom, Mepnei Geo, Vagoin, Shaboy. Here's a Pasuk, because with Gaiva, Oime, Beliboy, says Beliboy, Nikomoini, Shet Starachloi. As a person with Derech Gaiva, he says, I'm going to see why later he says Derech Melitza. So a person says, Mikomoini, Kilo Shet Starachloi. Kilo person feels very confident in his Ruchnis. He says, well, I don't need to go to anybody, I don't need to go to Tzadikim. Mirda, yes, amen. Who can know more than me? Nevertheless, he goes to an Olam Mefursim. So why does he go to the Shir of the Big Talmud Chacham? Leban bo yovei ad chonosei musa, in order to feel his Talmud Chacham out, to find his weak points, kadei l'spire alav. In other words, he's going to be koivish. To find alilois, les goyil alav. To find kilu things, les goyil alav. Loima amazeh asher egia v'adayin lo egia kilu. Who is this guy? He's already, you know, why is people going to, you know, kilu, he feels he's much better. We don't need anybody to teach us. In other words, they feel the neder, we know everything. And they have a neder, we can be roid of anybody. Es Hashem is Es. From Es Hashem, the Kechatira is the Rabbi's Talmud Chacham. Tamid Chachamim. Kamayim Chazal. Eichu Mahu. So, in other words, Neido, he feels he knows everything. So, therefore, Neidov, I can be Roidov. Who can be Roidov? Es Hashem, the Tamid Chachamim. Omnom calls him Ibn Geo Begoin. But he may mashpel at Sukra Benochim. Machnia God, the Sahina Sebe, Ems Ladas Hashem, Hulalamidas, Boris Bok Shemoi, Vezel, Venedo, that's Shat Venedo, Miloshan, Voyedabo, Anshi Sukkos, Loshan of to break. May Mashabe, Machnia, Godless Begaiva, if he would be Mashabe break, how is Nirda Philadas Hashem, then Kashi's by, then he'll have the Emstik Attach of Nirda Philadas Hashem, like he's going to be in his by Lakama. In other words, Kiru, the whole Indian, the whole Akdoma to this piece is the Indian of against Torah, Kiru, against learning Torah, Shalom Lishma. Learning Torah with Gaiva. The whole piece is going to be Hagdoma to the Indian of Anova to be more of Bena, Dafka more of Bena Bria, so not to try to be Mizraimim. And that's Kilo the Tanai in Torah. That's going to be the world. Kibem is called Hadlachad Lafum, the Fum Madish Mashah Belibe, Kin Naida Mashah Balo, Akadish Borch, Kamavo Zoya. In other words, every person can Fum his Kalim, he has to go to somebody else. And he has to go then. He talks about going to Chabura and being more of Ben Abris. Going into Chabura and learning one from another. V'nizke kam ha'pamim. V'im kein, tzorech kol echod v'echod l'hasig shir ma'ashem m'shayach ha'veroi. Every person has to be masig a shir ma'ashem m'shayach ha'veroi. In other words, he has to know what his kelim are, what somebody else's kelim are. Shuzchabim l'mato. When people yidna mischaber together, not to be misgoyil al chas v'shal, not to be misreimim, for care to be misgarav, oz lemal anas yichud gam kein. So the oz lemal anas yichud, and as a yichud hakadosh baruch hu k'nerech nitzoytzim shal mata misgaravim, when the nitzoytzim ul mata misgaravim kein goyim im b'shar shom lemal. וזהו, that's the pshat, ונידו, לשן חיבור, אני קורא ידיע כנידה, ונידו, זה לשן דאס, דאס, זה לשן חיבור, so people are מסחבר together to know, ממס, to be מסחבר, אז נרדפו, then it's a בחינה of נרדפו, what is, who's נרדפו, so he's going to explain it, כי כסיבו, לקים יבקש נרדפו, זה לא אימא, כי יויסר מה שאויר, אגל רצל נינו, כפר רצל הונק, בוין שלנו, has a מוידי קצ'וקה, מוידי קצ'וקה, he wants to be משפיע את הכלל ישראל, מוידי קצ'וקה. The Bein Shalem is right of us. He wants us to be Kalim in order that he can be Mashpiyat us. He has the Mori Dika Chuka to be Mashpiyat. The Nimtza Kaviyachal Reitzev Achoyshik Lashpiyat Shefer Rav Tev LeBeis Yisrael. Bein Shalem wants to be Mashpiyat. Ela She Mekabel Goyim She'en Yachal Mekabel. The Mekabel is Goyim that he can be Mekabel. Nimtza Kodesh Baruch Hu Reitzev Acha Mishayachal Mekabel Shifrei. The Bein Shleim is roidif after somebody who can be mekabel the shefa. Shukosei moed lashpia. The Bein Shleim wants to be mashpia. Nimtzak abayachol uchin is roidif. Hamekabel is a neidif. In other words, we are neidif. Who's chasing after us? The Bein Shleim. What's he chasing after us for? Because he wants to be mashpia to us. The chuka. So the neidah. In other words, if you have das, if the person is mischaber, the person is mischaber meaning he's mispatel himself in order to be mischaber, so he makes a yichud b'chem his das. So the neidah then, the Rebbein Shlom wants to be mashpia to him. If the Rebbein Shlom wants to be mashpia to him, the Rebbein Shlom is chasing after him to be mashpia to him. V'zeo lekim yivakish neidah. What does it mean lekim yivakish neidah? The Rebbein Shlom is looking for a neidah. In a good way, he's looking for somebody, a halavai, each of his zecha, to be a neredif from the Rebbein Shleim. The Rebbein Shleim is running after him to be mashpia to him. Shleim ha-mavakesh, ha-machzeh, mimotzeh, eiz a neredif, shiye b'chin as neredif v'meinu kav yachol. Oh, v'zeo v'neida. Hanantza b'chin as v'neida, as neredif, aniye b'chin as neredif v'meinu kav yachol, ha-shpia lo nata. To be mashpia as rafto. Okay. Va'omnom, ikka yidiya l'das Hashem. Says when neidah, the ikki is yidas Hashem. Ve'inyanu, and it's coming to pachad kisod. Ve'inyanu ki b'emes k'sev rishis das yiras Hashem. What's the rishis of das? Rishis of das is yiras Hashem. Ikki yir. Ukasha adam leimedu mispalel hareyu nichnas ba'isi yis Hashem yisboch shmoi. And a yid is leimedu mispalel, so he's nichnas ba'isi yis Hashem. Shumamesh beichalai shalmelech ki oisi is him aicholas. He has discussed it before. Of a kindos amoydik yisod. When a person says a word, a person's going into that word. He's going into the amoydik shalmelech. Every single word is going into the amoydik shalmelech. You see, Amshna Rebbe saying a word with a pachat. In other words, in the amoydik shalmelech, everybody's got a pachat. Everybody's standing hineini. Amoydik pachat to be the amoydik shalmelech. Every word we're saying, we're going into the heichalai shalmelech. Because the Rebbein Shleilam in the Torah is a non nafshi k'savus yahavis, meaning the Rebbein Shleilam puts himself into the Torah. Another way, makes the Torah into a heichel. The Torah is the heichel hamelach. The words of the Torah is the heichel hamelach. The person goes into the, says a word, he's going into the Beis Hamikdash. He's going into the Bchinas Beis Hamikdash. What's the mitzvah of Beis Hamikdash? Mikdash yitiro, mitzvah yira, yira samikdash, the mitzvah derais. Year of Mikdash. It doesn't go into every word he's saying. It's going into the base of Mikdash. It's the year of Hashem. The year to say a word. It doesn't to feel his mamish into going into the base of Mikdash. Pachat the Kiyasan. Oisi is him a cholest. Menim tzatzar chliyorim epnein gudlosti shemalach malach 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 person has to be Yoram, Yira Gedoyla. Mamash in the same as the Yira of going into the Beis HaMikdash. The person has to have a Yira to say a word of Torah and Kedusha. V'zeh anetz pshat, is Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbis tamid hacham. Anetz pshat, is Hashem lekecha tira, chansi min rabbis tamid hacham. Anetz pshat, ki kavona b'pasuk zeh, es Hashem lekecha tira, es, kadarka b'koydish. S is him mechof beis oisius from alef atof and ikra S. Shem oisius shema shel Hashem lekecha. S Hashem lekecha. Tiros S. These words S is Hashem lekecha. That's the Rebbein Shlomo's palace. That's Rebbein Shlomo's heichal. That's where he is. A palace is always used in Chazal with a heichal, the Malka, because that's what the king is. They you feel gilui shchina. So S in those words that's where Rebbein Shlomo is. Where do you find the king in the palace? So in these words, S, that is Hashem Elokecha, and therefore Tiro. And if it's like a Negoshi Tiro, it's like a Bisham English. Tzorich liyorim oid, niras haremis b'chshamoy. Person's got to be moedik liyiro, every word of Torah k'siv. Hey niras Hashem, hi chochma nimtza. K'shbo la yira, bo la chochma mamish. So meilev, a person goes, comes into the niras Hashem, in other words, if a person feels, a person when he learns, and he feels, epsazach, he feels a hergush when he says the words, he feels a hergush of a yira when he says the words, and then he's come to chochma, that's emstik chochma. Havel b'lo yira, without yira, afilu lamdenu mefulpul. Ain't a chacham emes. Should have got Mayo with for this line. In other words, sometimes you can hear Torah and you can feel that person standing outside. Sometimes you can hear Torah and you feel that person's inside. Kapilpil is the Pesach, to be the Shmon. But it means any Torah, a person says Torah, you can feel, your mum can see the person saying Torah, you can feel this person's, and the Hechel of the Malkam says those words. This person you feel is talking from the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody else can be talking from an outside. And it's a pachin, you can see a difference, it's a pachadik difference. Even if he says the most geshmaka things, you feel a certain rekanut, you feel a certain emptiness. Sometimes you can hear Torah from a person where you much feel that the words he's saying, it's not the Toichen and the Dafka, it's the words he's saying in the Oyer. Because he's speaking out of the Bissam English. They're learning Torah, so you're hearing them from the Bissam English. They're in the Bissam English, and they're teaching you from the Bissam English. So Rabbis Hashem lekechatir, Rabbis Tamid Chachamim, because they're in the Yichud of the Malka. You know, lahavdu, when somebody takes a hostage, so they always tell the hostage to phone up if I have something, you know, so the hostage speaks to him from a moedik pachat. You know, you feel in his voice the pachat. You know, he asks for whatever ransom, I don't know what, you know, he's got a gun to his head, and he calls the police, I don't know who, and he says, kilo, you know, he speaks to the pachat. You hit the Havdil Torah from the Tam Tchachim. If Emistik at Tam Tchachim, you're hearing somebody who's shaking, somebody who's mamish standing with the Rabban Shalai. The Rabban Shalai told him to make a call to the Torah with somebody. But he's learning with a pachad, he's learning from the Bissam English. That's the Sashem Lekechati Rabbi Tam Tchachim. Oz Yisrabe Achachma of Yisrabu Tamid Echon of Yuvah. So then it's Yisrabe Lechachma, then he's learning Rabban Shalai with Chachma. The person's got to enter the Oasis with a year. The year of Yiras Mikdash. Who are Das Yiras Hashem? That's the beginning of Das Yiras Hashem. Hachnes Adas, Oasis, Tvad Adas. The Das Oasis is the Hargosha, Das is the Yichud. In a king's palace, that's where you have a private audience with him. Private audience is Yichud. In other words, in the Yichol HaShem Melech, Boin Shalom wants us in the Yichol HaShem Melech, because that's where we're invited to be Mesiachet with him. And to be Mesiachet with him, that's the Bechin of Das. Das is Yichud. So Pshat is a person who's got to put the Das into the Oasis, means he's got to realize when he's saying a word, he and the king are in the Melech 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 are in the palace together. It's Das, in the Oasis, it's a Moedik HaPachat. Vezeu le Das is Hashem. Hachnis HaDas, v'bechina nikru Es Hashem. Sheyeh v'das sholim v'yir kolmo. Moedik HaNakuda. Moedik HaPesach. But it's a Moedik Yisod of Eh. So this is Yisod we've been going for a very, very long time. It's a Moedik HaGilui, Moedik HaOra. The Torah Gdusha starts with Beis. Torah Gdusha starts with Beis. Gracious. Beis is a bias. Torah Gdusha wants to start using words if you feel like you're going into a bias. Says it's Bechina Beracious. Saying him the Amalek. Amalek is also Racious. Racious going Amalek. He's Amalek, he's without the base. Racious going Amalek. Now there's a whole vort of the Sitra of Sitra Achim. Why do you say this is Chanik and Purim? The whole zach of all our sign that they make us try to learn Torah in an open where we don't feel we're biased. Rations by the Malak. We're not in the bias. Learn Torah like it says here, we're going to the bias. Without the year. Zoch is a shoslach of all the death, so you should go with the earth, with Anachon Shom Rechav, out of Ebi Gev, and Roy Yari Elakim. Roy means that we don't feel only the Avodim and the Melech in the Hechel of the Malka, the Tzitha all the time from the king, the shaker, all the time from the king. So a Malek causes a Roy Yari Elakim. The Torah is not my bias. The whole tachlis of the Mishkan of the Bais HaMikdash was very Yodei HaHevetzal Oisiyas Shemibur Ba'am Shemayim Oretz. What does that mean? It means that the Bais HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is a Bechin of Lama Torah. Every person in the Ba'am Shalom showed us a Musa. This is where you are when you're learning the Hevet Torah. This is where you are, you're doing the Chofet. Otherwise, why did the Tzal need to know Chofet Oisiyas? The Torah says, because the Tzal was saying, this is what's happening. That's where the Oran was in the Bais HaMikdash. The Oran is the Torah, except the Torah. The Bais HaMikdash is the Machma Voida, except the Torah. And the Torah says that's the base of Rishis, you're going into that bias. In other words, it goes more to Katif. Matan says, "Atim tiri mamlachas koyin v'goy kodesh." Matan Torah says, "Atim tiri mamlachas koyin v'goy kodesh." In other words, when Matan Torah became koyin, how do you become koyin? How do you become koyin? The Torah says the Torah is mengala. Every time we learn a word of Torah, where are we? With a coin, with a Bais HaMikdash. Torah is avoided in a Bais HaMikdash. So the way Baruch comes up, I'm giving you now Torah, that's the pshat. After Torah, you need a Bais HaMikdash. Because after the Torah, and that's why it was dafka always in a Mishkan, until it reached Ramnuch of the Nachna. Because the Mishkan pshat goes with you. That's not the Torah, that's not the way he's going along. Torah is called Halicha. I'll take Halicha, the Halach. Torah is Halicha. Halicha is Eilam Noah. Torah is a Mahalach. Torah itself, the fact that Torah is a Mahalach. So that's what's really when he's tired. There's a Mishkan around him walking with him. Shall we give him? There's a Mishkan around him walking with him. So when you go straight after Birchas HaTorah in the morning, comes Birchas Kohen. It's Birchas HaTorah. And then the apostle says, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha. No, okay, she discussed it before. But this oil is a Mardik oil. It's made. And that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that after Birchas HaTorah, now you have to realize you're going into the Bezamid. The Shabbat does Birchas HaTorah and Birchas Kohen. Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Or one after the other. That's the same stuff. Bechus Kainim, Bechus Hussam, Bechus Atayrus, Bechus Kainim. It's more like that. Why was the first Bais HaMikdash destroyed? How did Shulay Bechu Atayrus Tchil? In other words, they were learning Torah without the Makbil of Bechus Atayrus being a parallel to Bechus Kainim. And the Helig of Bach says, we discussed it before, the Bach says that they weren't learning Torah to be in a Satsim with a Ranch. They weren't learning Torah to be in a Bais HaMikdash. So what do you need a Bais HaMikdash? That's the reason to destroy the Bais HaMikdash. They're weak in Torah, and some people are big over the Hashem, they daven all day, so they learn less. Why should Shlai Berch, the Kibbutz, they want Machshiv Torah now? So they daven Langa Shmoneh Esrus instead. But the vault is, if you learn Torah properly, then you're in a Bais HaMikdash. So if you're not learning Torah properly, you're not walking into the Bais HaMikdash. You're not walking into the Bais HaMikdash. The Bais HaMikdash is there, and you're not walking into it. What do you need a Bais HaMikdash for? Why is the case up? So that's where the Oran, the Torah section, the Menorah was the Kalim that the Menorah is in Torah. Is those Kalim wouldn't? That's the Bais HaMikdash. That's the Bais HaMikdash. The Bais HaMikdash is the Torah. Everything centers around the Torah Kodesh. That's the bias. The bias of Rishis. There's even a tiefer level of this. So there's a stack of the rice of our alma. So them is the oilam is full of oisius. The world is full of oisius. If the world is full of oisius, so wherever you are in the world, you really bechala is baruch. If you really bechala is baruch, because that's the first siman of shulchan. Is that the chiluk aleph? The famous Rambam. And the Rambam Shvisa Shem and Negi Somit. Ain't a doina. A person b'fnei Melech, and when a person's behavior shalai b'fnei Melech. Abba b'Melech Malchim Malchim. That's the pshat. The pshat is because b'etzim on a tifa level. Why is stuck over rice as bar Amah? Because pshat is that the whole world is a hechol of the Malchim. So you're never going out of the king's palace. That's the Ramah, that's the side of Torah. That's the side of Halicha Zayin and the first Shulchan Aruch. Whole side of Shibis Hashem and Eich Tassam, this is stuck on the right of Ramah. Everywhere where you go, there's Oasis of Torah. Everywhere where you go, there's Oasis of Torah. So you're walking where people go, you're walking on the Echol of the Malka. You're walking on the Echol of the Malka. So you got to be Mechalik between the Melech Malcham. You know what I'm talking about. You know, in the palace, you behave yourself. Eventually, you're never walking out of the palace. But if a person is not a Pop of it, then he doesn't feel it. He feels that he's never walked in. About PMS, the chiyuv is to feel that wherever you are in the Hechol of the Malka. The world is full of the Aleph Beis. All the Mishkan did, all the Tzal did, he mamish made a model of it. He made a model of how the whole Bria should be looking like. He was Mitzarif Oisius Shnibra Ben Shemaim Ba'aretz. He took Oisius from everywhere. But he knew to be Mitzarif them, and he built a Mishkan. But the whole world is a Mishkan. The whole world is a Mishkan. So the Neila, that gives us some, listen carefully to this. This is the Ikatif. The tifket is the reason why, and that's why he started with the Melitza. A person who learns Torah Shalai Vishma, a person who learns Torah, Torah is Sanachayim and it's Sanamavis. Why is it so serious? Because you're not learning Torah, sorry. You're learning Torah, why all the terrible things? And the answer is because any stiyah in Torah is a chino of Adam Lichbesh Samalka Imi Baboyas. When you're learning Torah, going into the Melech's palace. If you're going into the Melech's palace and you don't behave yourself, so then it's a chino of Adam Lichbesh Samalka Imi Baboyas. That's why by Torah, so you start in the Melitza. The Melitza, Halavai, HaTorah should be the Melitza. The Elgivari name. If Shat is a person that's Torah and Daiva, what's the worst thing you can do in a king's palace? That's why guys are chutzpah to build his own palace in a king's palace. The king wakes up one morning, he has this building in his palace. He says, what? He says, well, why is somebody who's crowned himself a king? Next door, your bedroom king, building himself his own palace. Chastam and Merido, Malchus, it's a guy in a mental home. I can live says in the Khamarita Bedosis Tayran Kadesha Bosis Bechala the Malkan. Tamut Khacham is Bechala the Malkan. If he's Bechala the Malkan, he learns for Gaiva and he learns the Kamtar. He's building his own palace in the Melech's palace. He's using the Melech's palace to crown himself a king. Somebody walks in, a king from the Demogam walks into the king's palace and says, hey, okay, you brush it, move aside. This is my palace. That's not the Torah, the Gaiva. It's Adam Lach Bishop Samalki Ibi Baba. It's not something you're doing 100 miles away from the king, which is also Mirin to the Malk. You're doing that to have the Imi Babodis. You said that Malik is the ratio. He makes us learn Torah without being in the Ma'is. About who is it said Adam Lach Bishop Samalki Ibi Babodis? Haman gave to the Malik. He's doing this annoyed at the Tifkait. In the whole story of Adil Seska. Also, Chanukah and some of the other stuff. The whole Indian, Achashverish, the Adil Seska starts, and what was happening, and then they were rebuilding the second base in English. Achashverish makes his own palace. He builds a palace in the Rabban Shalom. It's the greatest chutzpah. And invited the Yid, and the Pagamit Nishamanim, and the Sadassah Achashverish means that you bring in the whole Malchus of Achashverish. Built in a bunch of them as well. Every Melech Stam in the Megillah is what? It's Baruch Hu. What's the Chacham over here? We're talking about Achashverosh, the Rosh of Gomel. We're saying Behesta is a bunch of them. What's the Teres? The Teres is whose palace is it? Whose palace is this world? Whose Heichal is it? Every Melech Benister, every Melech Stam it says. Melech Stam means it's anonymous. Any anonymous Melech is Melech Malchum Nochi. The whole word of Chazal is that the Pagam was that somebody was building a Melech in another Melech. Al Pipshat, it's Melech Achashverosh. Al Bapipnim, where was he building his palace? He was building his palace in the Rabban Shalom, Zechal Hecha. That was a Moritz of Pagam. Esther said, Lech Knoit, it's called take all the Yidin, it's about the Knesis, about the Midrashis. Take them, and they'll realize why did they do Tshuva when they entered the Beis HaMedrash. Started learning in the Beis HaMedrash, they realized, Uvei. Only the Beis HaMedrash, they have to be in the Echol and the Malka. That's why Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesis is called Bais. Beis HaKnesis. Beis HaMedrash. That's the base of Beresh is where I'm looking at. You see that when you're learning Torah, you're going into Echol and the Malka. It's not stomach. It's a base on Medrash. It's a base. It's the base from Bereshit's Bar Elokim. So Esther took them all to Shul, and then they realized that they're in Echol and the Malka. Echol and the Malka, they realized that Achashverosh is stomach mechutzav, stomach meshuganah. He's building a palace in the Melech's palace. So that's the shidduch between him and Haman. That's what he wanted to do. Who's the best at it? Haman. Haman is the best at building palaces in the Bar Shalom's palace. He makes them notorious whether you be the Lo Yareh Elokim. In other words, Yaakov is nisht home, Yosheb Aholim. Yaakov realizes that if you learn Torah, you're in, that's why it's a Yosheb Aholim. He realizes that when you're learning Torah, you're in a balance. You're in a bit of English. Yaakov schlepped Arazim down to Mitzrayim, and the Brich HaTichon and the Mishkan is coming with Yaakov. Yaakov is a Bechnis Mishkan because he was Yosheb Aholim. Esau was an Ish Sada. Ish Sada means Sada is Hefka. How it is in the Gemara, if you believe it. It means Hefka is Sada, Sada is Hefka. What was Sada Hefka is it's Hefka, everybody can own it. Really, this world is a Hefka. And when you eat a meal, you eat in Shulchan Gavoya Kazakh. If you don't, it's a Chemeser. Shulchan Gavoya Kazakh. Why am I eating in my own house? Why is it Shulchan Gavoya Kazakh? But the time is because this whole world is a Hechel. This whole world is a Bessam English. So when you're sitting in a world, you're sitting and eating in Shulchan Gavoya, you're eating in a Bessam English. If you say it's the Retirer, say the Retirer, and why are you eating? So then you're in the Bessam English. If you're in the Bessam English, and I'm eating in the Bessam English. Say the Retirer at the table, the Retirer take you into the Bessam English, and then you're eating with Shulchan Gavaya. That's the time you make permission to break out, so you're eating with Shulchan Gavaya because you said Tyra. Well, if you didn't say Tyra, you're eating with Phoenician enemies, and that's what Shulchan Shverish. It is Bechol Adamaka. You're not makir it, and you're Bechina, building another palace, building your own table in the Nachashverish's palace.
Why is the Staka still in Bechol Malach if you don't learn Tyra?
That's what it is. The Staka Bereisa Bara Alma. So Staka Bereisa Bara Alma. So Alpi MS, the person has to, the whole inness, Ava Kotchbach, who is like Dir Tachtoy, because Alpi MS, Alpi Pnim, is wherever you're going, Bechol Adamaka. Shat is what awakens you to be margish that? What gives you the feeling that could be in the Rabban Shalom's palace? That's by learning Torah. And when you learn Torah, you're miskasher, and then you're das, and then you feel you're in the Rabban Shalom's palace. Torah tells you that you're in the Rabban Shalom's palace. The guy walks into the king, he doesn't know what it is, he got lost, and he walks into the king's palace. He got lost, he doesn't know where he is, the person learns Torah guides him to know that he's by Echol Adamaka. And therefore everything he has to do in life, and it should be such a need to someone.
But if someone doesn't
that's right.
So why is it like in the Hechol?
Because he's saying Oisius of Aleph Beis. And that is, the Runjon is right there. As soon as you say the Oisius of Aleph Beis, Oisius him and Hechol. So as soon as you say those Oisius, the Shechon is there. The Shechon is in the Oisius. The Shechon is in the Oisius. So it's like a base of English. So he built the king of palace, and you're sitting on the throne over there. Why did you say those words? To become modern for the Shekhinah, and you're pushing me out of there? You're building me a palace, and you're sitting on the throne? That's the whole gilui of Purim. It's palace. His Malchus. Whose Malchus is it? It's the Rabban Shalom's Malchus.
It's showing you how much of a merit that was.
That's right. Showing how much it was building a palace in a palace. And that's the sod. Every melech is the Rabban Shalom's palace. It's the Rabban Shalom. The melech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's putting himself the whole time in the Rabban Shalom's Mokka. It's even deeper. Esther asked his swooning the doyers. It wasn't so pashut whether Megillus Esther was going to become one of the Choftal Tzvon. Kisvuni the Doyers, Kisvuni, make me a part of Torah. What's this whole beer over here? That's the beer. Esther became Torah. The whole Megillus Esther became a chelik bilti nifrad of one of the Megillus of the Torah. The whole beer was that when you learn Torah, you're building the Echol of the Malka. Building the Hanchana de Malchus, Esther asked, what did I restore? What was I zeichah to restore over here? That this world is the Hechel HaMelech. This world is the Hechel HaMelech. Hechel HaMelech Malch Noch. Malch Shveyesh is a Meshuggah. He put himself on the Melech. We're going back to Melech Stam. Melech Stam is Melech Malch Noch Malch Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Meira, what did she say? She says that if this has to become part of Torah, because this was Mevayr, then this world is the Hechel HaMelech. So maybe there was a bearer over there, and it became Kesuni Ladoyos. And the pasuk, and this means, and the pasuk, this was a Mechis Amalek. A parish of Mechis Amalek has to be a chelik in Torah, because Amalek's against the base of Rishus. You can't start this. You start the Torah off. If a sefer writes a whole sefer Torah, misses out the first base. Can't use the sefer Torah. Amalek's sefer Torah is without a base. You're not going into a bias. So Esther said, Milgilas Esther has to become a chelik of Torah. It becomes a chelik of Torah. You're going into Milgilas Esther. Avada, you're going into the Heichal HaMelech. That's what she was taught. Where all the halachas, which Masechta, all the halachas are based on the business of Pesach and Magilas. Masechta is Megillah. Oh, she reestablished the bias. She took away from the bias of Achashverosh when they pressed on the press. It's not only a chutzpah, it's not even your melchus. That's the whole gilui. Achashverosh, his takta came from nowhere. Who's the melchus? Who's Vashti? And who's Achashverosh? His father was in charge of the stables. He was in charge of the horses, the fair. That's where he was. And his whole mahus was, he puts himself onto somebody else's melchus. That's what Achashverosh was. Came from the street, came from the stable, and then he crowned himself a king, and he made a whole suit, and this in the end, the whole vote was to take away, to chas v'shalom, throw off the chol of the malchus, and to be mamed his own malchus instead. That's his whole malchus. He didn't come from the Mechanetza, Vashti came from the Mechanetza. So that's his whole Mahos, and that's what he did. So the whole Megillah says the whole story of Purim is restoring the Melech. And that's where you find that Melech, with that terrible chutzpah, Titus HaMelech, he went dafki into the Beis HaMikdash, Titus HaRasha from Rome, and he was Oiv HaAveiros, Oiv HaAroyos in the Beis HaMikdash. Onasei V'Toyra, it says, Onasei V'Toyra, he was Boal Erva in the Beis HaMikdash. He's Roim. Roim is Edom. In other words, what are they? Literally, lichvei shasamalka imi babo is mamish. That's what Titus did. That's the clip of Esav. Clip of Esav, he has the chutzpah. Esav, and that's what Rashi says there. Ambatir retachas. He does all the dangerous things. He jumps into the ambatir retachas. He does the danger. He comes into the heichal melech, like Titus did. And that's Haman. Sachish version. Haman is the perfect shidduch. Haman is the sinus koyach. Haman is the sinus koyach to take the yidin out of that feeling and in the heichal melech. To be poigim that Indian that Yidin should learn Torah without a hergish, without a hech, without a feeling that there's no hech and a melech over here, and Chashverosh is the melech, etc. So Mela, his downfall is Mamash Agam Lichbash as a melech in the Bible. After that downfall, Esther became Fateh, Kiswini Ladoyim. Let people learn me and go into the hech. So that's the same thing, the same begin of Chanukah as well. In a different sense, Dakas, take a look in. But Chanukah is also, how was the whole world? Ashkich and Teresacha, and Avim, Chukir, and Senecha. Take their bunch, learn Torah. We don't go into the Yechulah of Malchus. They also came into the Bissam English. They also met Tamad Shmah. They also made Pirates in the Bissam English. But that was the vote. The vote was also such a type of machina. Don't learn Torah if you keep their bones. Sometimes you can learn Torah, but you're not going into the Yechal HaMelech. Don't have Yerushalayim. Don't have Yerushalayim. So that's why Mitzvah Menorah is a din in the bayis. Chayvus habayis. Chalikas. Chakira. Chayvus alim. Chayvus alos. Chayvus habayis. So chayvus to make your house into Mishkan. How? I mean, you light a menorah in your house. Where does the menorah come from? Bissam English. You light a menorah. So in Galut, there's Bissam English everywhere. Everywhere's a Bissam English. So it's light in Pesach Pesach. The outside the house. Or it's a din in the bayis. The way do you light it? If you rush, you light it. Taka next to the house. If you toast it, you light it. Marish Kalachot, Samach, Rosh HaSarabim. And it's got to be Nikon. It's coming from the bayis. It's a Moimik. Laimik is the bias is mispashit. The bias is mispashit everywhere. Menorah is from the Bais HaMikdash. Menorah is from the Bais HaMikdash. What are you bringing the Bais HaMikdash into the Shusar Rabbim? The Bais HaMikdash is a Rabbim. It belongs to the Rabbim. So say Chola de Malka. Everywhere is a Chola de Malka. You take the Menorah, and what's the Menorah? The Menorah is in Torah. So you take the Menorah outside, you're saying, if you learn Torah, the Bais HaMikdash is everywhere. The Mishkan walks with you wherever you go. Stavka the Menorah. Menorah, which is my room, is in Torah. That's a Chayvus Habayis. In other words, the Chayvus of Torah is to make a Bais HaMikdash. When you learn Torah, where? In the Shus HaRabim. Take the Chutzpah that calls it a Rabim. And you're about the Chutzpah, making it into Yechidah Shalayna. Making it into a Das, a Makum of Das, a Makum of Yichud. Making it into Yichud to their Rosh to make it into the Shus HaYachid. Make it into the Rosh Hashanah's Bayis. It's privately owned. The whole world is a Bais HaMikdash. It's privately owned. A man's house is his castle. A man's house is he feels, I'm going into my own place. It's all the Rabbein Shalom's place. Torah does that. Menorah does that. Take the menorah, make a bias into the street. Every word of Torah is the feel he goes into the Chol de Melech, he's going into the Chol de Melech. So basically, so much is spoken about Anova by Torah. So much is spoken about Anova and Shiflus, the person got to know the Torah, that the king is Seres Hashem. Seres Soich, that the Yichud becomes Seres Soich. It doesn't come in Torah Soich, it's not a guide, it becomes Torah Soich because Ishtay Kagufa. If you learn Torah, the Chol of the Malach, you learn Torah by Yichud. So the Yichud means Ishtay Kagufa. Ishtay Kagufa means Avat, Seres Hashem, Kim Seres Hashem, Chifzai. But if you learn Torah, the Chol of the Malach, you Zoich, the Yichud and Zivuk, Kavyachud, the Bain Shalom. So it's then, the Bain Shalom's Torah is your Torah. There's no two nyonim over here. This is Misachit, Miskal, and Rabbein Shalom, and therefore it's a Torah Soyeh bin Yonim Alayla. But Menachas Hashem, that's why the whole Yitzhahar is to take Torah and to make Torah into a public company. So take Torah and some Torah to Zach, some more to Gachrayis, in the boys, Lichbush, some more to the boys. Probably the Pachad of Gazach.
He didn't even take his hand and say that we do the Hokamaya. Of Gaiva, like 15 members of Gaiva.
Yeah.
A lot of them are Torah. Koshis, Kasiruch, if you learn Torah, a few of you, you carry him with you. You're not going to go away from
Gaiva.
But anything you do in the world is Be'Hichel HaMelech.
The Torah is mamish. The Torah is like a bit of English. It's like saying when there was a bit of English outside the bit of English, it's not the Rishus of the Rabbein Shalom. In the bit of English is a tangible B'china. And there, there's no excuses. When everything's behester, so right, that's behester. But the high madrig is a person feels the shvi'is Hashem in the summer, but it's less dangerous because less is expected.
Even though it's a stack of erezes,
a lot of it's less. It's like a king's got a few palaces. One he lives in, and one he doesn't live in. And if you're married in the other one, you're the housekeeper in the other one. The king's never there before. But this is the one where the Rabbein Shalom says this is the Hechol HaMalka, and you can take a feel it because it's Torah B'Kedusha, you can feel it. That's Kula Yeshua Sishchina. That's the Targum, the Mishkan, the Bismidosh. Bismidosh, the Targum Mishkan says if you learn Torah, you're a coin. Midosh Tiro, Mamlech is coin. If you learn Torah, you have a teaching. A person learns Torah, so the Bechina is Mamish, there is a Mishkan around him. People love Torah on Madrid. There was a fire around them. There's something going on there. There's a Mishkan with them. There's a Mishkan in Mavado, and the Mishkan betachlis of Klaus, who want to be Klaiter, so it will be Mispasha to the whole world. The whole world has become a Begili to Kamishkan. It stays a Hester to Kamishkan. The Hester to Kamishkan is not as delicate. Same thing, king's got laws if you're married against the melech. So then rather it's serious wherever it is. So a person is poigim on shavit Hashem, where is it more sensitive? It's more sensitive about the king's palace. King compliment people all over the world to stand there in awe, stand there like a goyim. In his palace, that's what they do. His palace is only dala del dala, the chalais, however big it is, it's only a percent of the malchus. The third is that's imi b'boys. That's why we should be fairish of the chinuch of imi b'boys. So therefore, you're married anywhere. It's much more delicate. The king is going to be much more sensitive. Otherwise, as if a dog is married to a malchus. It's around the country. If you wave to the king, you're not married to a malchus. In the palace, you have to stand up for a year of the pachad. I, the king, everywhere. But imi b'boys is a special deal. Torah makes an imi b'boys. For Mishkan is with the Aron. The Aron, that's Mishkan going with us wherever we are. It doesn't slant Torah, the Nova, it doesn't slant Torah. But it's Kashrut, it's the Rebbein Shleim. To be every word he says he wants to be Miskashrut, the Rebbein Shleim. And that feel that he's Mamashem Yeichu, the Rebbein Shleim. And like we said, if he has one's Torah like that, then he's Machanish Chidushim, because after Yichud, it's Provo, after Yichud, then it's Paris. Every person can mechadish desire, and the Hilda Arizal couldn't write. He's mechadish so fast. He never left the yichud. His whole life was one big yichud. He was mighty payers and payers and payers and payers and payers and payers and payers all the time. That's why I must take a chidush Torah come out.
If not coming from a yichud, it's dangerous condition.
You can see it. It's sensitive, you can see it. No question about it. Better a matla and shall I should not see can I feel the Imam feel the Yichud. Everybody's in a dark gulf of being a galah, doesn't mean anyone. But according to the person you can see the Tyrese in the galah. Whatever, yeah. One doesn't have to see from look at it from such lili. It's not chiyuvi. You can see a person who learns Torah based kashrus. Sadiqim, Chazanish was a yid who was every flow of his blood and every chiyus and every nail was part of his Torah. If he had chiyus left in a toe, he'd carry on learning until there was no chiyus left b'chlal. So he was misachet completely in the Torah. Misachet, there wasn't a man. Every eva of his was kulay meshubet to the Torah. These people it's a good lachrais. That's his next paragraph. We just said something very diglofty, something very scary. So what should happen by the Hamoinam? He's going to explain that to Hashem and Amasuni when he kishagia as Hashem like a chatira. It's possible. The Gila is very nice. It's a pirish, he stopped. The pirish means he realized this is not the Hamoinam. The king wants him to be in his palace. So he knows you can't behave yourself on the first day. You don't know the Tachsisei Malchus, when you have to salute and when you have to do. So that's you learn the Shalai Lishma first. The Tachsis is the reason for Shalai Lishma Lishma. V'chein Shemin Amasuni, Yodorish Kol Esen Shabbatoyah. Salaim HaKol Isi is Shabbatoyah, Yodorish HaMechol Leiv. Kol HaEsen. Kol HaEcholis. Kim Shagias, Hashem HaKech HaTir Oiv, Vach, Lamadregas, Yira Boisius. He realizes Pirish. He knows his Pirish. He says Pirish Min HaGashmis, and especially called Geshem HaLeilam. If everything's a chalad of Malka, where are we living? We're living in the Bais HaMikdash all the time. We have to stand saluting our lives in the Bais HaMikdash. Sheshav Ruchim Yeruchim became a Ruchim in Yeres Reimus. When he said, "Ain't no one can tie the Madrig as you." How can a person learn the Madrig? When he said, "Nusum Madrig Gadayu." Chachabar of Akiva, the limit was Levish Himshkh Vidas. The limitas is almost a besoif Akiv. Akiva is an Osh Akiv. Akiva was another Madrega where you could bring this Mardika lofty Madregas down into the Akiv. I'm going to say in the next fire of Kiva, it was Tili Tilim, the Tagin. Tagin is even Hecher of Noisius. His name was Akiva, so you could bring all those Hecher Zachen and you could bring them down. So, him Rechnas Akavayim. Shagam Bom, in Akavayim, of Kiva's Rechnas Akavayim, Shagam Bom, Yimshach, Alufi Shaloyla. Akiva is Akiv Aleph. So, you could bring the Kiva could bring the Aleph, Keza, Alufi Shaloyla, down into the Akiv. Yaakov was Moisa Nefesh for that. Yaakov was Moisa Nefesh. Yaakov did it through Yosef. What? Yeah. Himshach Akavayim Gan Ken Chachm Again Yad Yiris Arayim Yad Zulindim Ki Kol Benayich Lomad Hashem Ben Oz L'Rabu Yis Tamid Hachal Hello every yeshiva is a palace. The question is whether you welcome in the Rebbe Shlaim inside. You're building palaces in the Rebbe Shlaim and you're knocking the door. That's the whole song. Every Melech Stam is Melech 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 Melech. Because every time he proclaims himself a Melech, his whole world was on the Melech, which means Rabbi Nishalayim, on the Melech Stam, but in Melech is a Bechash. Shulchan Aruch begins, the first Ramah begins, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somet. The avoid of Shavisi Havai Lenegdi Somet. What's the avoid of Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somet? We have to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of us all the time. And the first Ramah there in Shulchan Aruch is Marich. Marich on this idea. Kla Godl. Malas at tzaddikim shehoch lefnei elokim ki ein yeshivas adam tenois vasokov levado bebeisoy ki shivasoy o tenois vasokov hu lefnei melech godel. In other words, a melech basav adam, your behavior in front of him is very much unlike your behavior when you're not in front of him. You're speaking, the Ramah's marech. You're speaking, when you speak to the king is different than when you speak to your family members when you're at home. Kol shken kishiyosim adam el libo yesh ha-melech ha-godel ha-kodesh baruch ha-shem eloich ha-lorz kvoidei oim et olav rebe ma'asov. Yad yagia olav ha-yir ha-vachno, etc. In other words, avoid the Shavisi Hashem neg disomid is to realize that unlike a melech bosav adam, that when you're in the palace, you're in front of him, and when you're out of the palace, You're back to him, and you can do what you want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world is his palace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world is his palace. The whole world, Yo'imid Lefnei HaMelech. And if the whole world, Yo'imid Lefnei HaMelech, the Avodah of Shavisi Havai, the Negdi Somed is, that we should realize that every Maisa that we're doing in the King's Melech, in the King's Palace. This connects to the last Ramah in Or HaChaim. The last Ramah that discusses Hilchas Purim, Hilchas Sudas Purim, V'toyev Lev HaMishta Tomid. The same Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed is shaykh to the V'toyev Lev HaMishta Tomid at the end of Megillah, at the end of in Hilchas Purim. The same Tomid. What's the pshat? Taka, we see that there's no Yud Kevavke mentioned in the Megillah. The Ikar Avodah is Shavisi Havai Lenegdi Somed. Amalek is master the Havai of Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed. This is not Hashem's palace. We know that Esav and Yaakov, Chazal say, divided up the two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Esav took Olam Hazeh. Esav claims rights that Olam Hazeh is his palace. Yaakov, through the brachas, got Olam Hazeh as well at the end, as Chazal say. But Amaisa, Esav, Amalek, they claim that this is their palace. That Olam Hazeh is not the Rabban Shalom's palace. Anytime a person walks out of shul, which is a greater concentration of Hashem's palace, and he walks into the street and he feels he's not Lifnei Hashem, it's like a bechina of, it's like a bechina of going into Esav Rishus, because we're ma'amin b'mun shleimo. The tachlis of Torah mitzvahs is to feel that we're oimid b'fnei Hashem at all times. That's why Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav begins with the base. The first mesechta of Torah Shebal Peh also begins with the base. Base is bias. The tachlis of Torah, the tachlis of mitzvahs, is to feel that we're in the Beis Hashem, and everything we do, we're doing in the Beis Hashem. And that's why the first mesechta of Torah Shebal Peh, and by the way, Torah Shebal Peh is Malchus. Torah Shebal Peh is the beginning of Malchus, and the whole Torah Shebal Peh is based on a stira that's asked. Sorry, not the whole Torah. The whole mesechta is brachas. It's based on a stira that's asked. And one pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Va'aretz Nosan Levnei Adam. The other pasuk says, Nashem Ha'aretz Umloya. Kan Koidim Habracha, Kan Liacha Habracha. The whole tachlis is the avodah Shavisa Hashem Negdi Somed. To realize that you have to make a bracha, you have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, king down here in this world. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That's the tachlis of Torah Mitzvahs. That's the aschol of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Shebal Peh. Amalek's must do this, because Amalek claims that this world is his. It's his palace. The whole story of Megillah Esther is Achashverosh made a big palace, made a big feast in his big palace, and he wants Klal Yisrael to feel this is his abode. He was Moloch Bekippah. That's the shutz between him and Haman. This is Oretz Nosan Livnei Adam. This is Adam's palace. To be master the avodah, Shavisi Havai Lenegdi Somed, like the Ramah says at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that you're always oimid Lefnei HaMelech. To be master that avodah. And that's how he's mastered that avodah. So that's why there's no Yud Kevavke in the Megillah, because that's what they were being mastered. Sheinke, when Esther invited Haman to the Mishteh, so one of the Rosh Tevis of Sheva Vaya is Yobay HaMelech V'Haman El HaMishteh. Esther was inviting Haman to Russia, and Esther is going to be Megala the Yud Kevavke. Esther is going to be Megala the Avodah Shavisi Hashem. And therefore that's why Esther pointed an accusing finger at Haman. And he said, Ish Tzav Oyev Haman Arazeh. And Apel Dikazach, where Achashverosh got up angrily, he went out to the Chatzar Ginas Bison HaMelech, and when he came back, he sees Haman Neufel Al HaMita Sheesto Oleo. And Chazal say that a Malach came and pushed Haman down onto Esther as if he was trying to be Mezana with her. And then Achashverosh says the words that reverberate in our ears, La'orech Kol HaDeiros Hagam Lichboish Es HaMalka Imi Baboyes. And this is a Pleiadik HaAmkes. Because the whole Zach of Haman is that this is not Kodesh Baruch Hu's bias. The whole vote of Haman is that this is not Kodesh Baruch Hu's bias. And therefore Haman's mapola to be doing an Avera in front of the king, in the king's palace. Imi Baboyas, in the king's palace. The Chayra, Haman's Haman's judgment was anyways achas dachsei lahamis. Esther just accused Haman of trying to kill her people plus her. King was anyways angry. But nevertheless, something else had to happen. Because the downfall of Haman had to come through the Pasuk HaKam Lichmashas HaMalki Imi Baboyas. Because that's what Haman tries to be master. That every Yid is to know, whenever he does an Avera, he's doing an Avera in the Rabbi Shalom's palace. He's doing an Avera down here on the Oretz, which is on in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. And that's HaKam Lichmashas HaMalki Imi Baboyas. Maybe that's why after the Mechis HaMalik, it's a mitzvah to have Mishta V'Simcha, mitzvah to have a Suda, Suda's Purim, most important thing, Suda's Purim. By Achila and Shtia, we find whoever eats al Shulchan, and he says Dibre Torah, it's Kilo Ochlo, it's as if he's in the Beis HaMikdash, as if he's in the King's Palace. Achila is Megala, the Yesod, that wherever you are, you're in the King's Palace, if you say Dibre Torah. So the mitzvah of Mishta and Simcha, and Suda and Purim, Toiv Lev HaMishta Tomid. It's the same Tomid as Shavisa Hashem L'Negdi Somid. Because Purim was back Megalit. They were master the Avoida of Shavisa Hashem L'Negdi Somid. And the story of Purim brings back the Avoida of Shavisa Hashem L'Negdi Somid. And that's the end. That's not Soifim Mitchilosa, the end of the Ramah, the Tomid at the end of the Ramah, at the end of Aruch Chaim, to the Ramah at the beginning of Aruch Chaim.